I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's presidential elections are over, drawing to mind once more the concerns that Turkish Christians have about their future. Plus, God is changing hearts in the Muslim world. We'll unpack these stories and more coming up today. But let's begin in Turkey, where the votes are in. Recep Tayyip Erdogan will soon begin a second five-year term, this time with more power than before. So what does this mean for Christians? Basma Dabur with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The message was very clear that there is only one voice and the voice is his. If you disagree with it, you're not welcome. It is definitely a concerning situation for the church in Turkey and those who are serving the body there.
Now, Dabur says it's unclear what will happen next or how Erdogan's re-election will affect U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson. Brunson was accused of espionage back in 2016 and has been held at a Turkish prison ever since.
We all know that he's not a spy. That was false accusation. And he was there to serve the body of Christ and to serve the Turkish church and the community.
In light of this uncertainty, your prayers are vital. Please continue to lift up Pastor Brunson and ask God to protect his followers in Turkey.
There's a huge and big need to discipleship. There's a lot of people who come from the Muslim faith to Christianity, and because it's something completely new to them, they want to be discipled, they want to learn it. But also, we thank God for their boldness to witness to their own families and friends and neighbors.
Next, Lebanon was a country with 4 million people, but 1.6 million Syrian refugees have flooded the country since war broke out in Syria. Horizons International's Pierre Hosni says,
it has the highest population of refugees per capita in the world. And because of that, we have refugees that are living in slummy areas. Sometimes you have several families that are occupying one apartment. The rents are very high for them.
One boy named Mohammed lived in one of these apartments, but because of electrical problems, his home burned and his family lost all of their possessions. Mohammed attends Horizons International's School of Hope and told his teachers what happened. And with the help of the school's supporters, Horizons International provided Mohammed's family with a home. The ministry continues providing for others' physical needs in the name of Christ, and they need your help.
We appreciate your prayers and support, especially for School of Hope, which is our school for refugee kids. We have 98 mostly Muslim background students that we're sharing the love of Christ and education with. We're hoping to expand that number from 98 students to 120 students for the fall semester.
Horizons International is one of many holistic ministries working in this region. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And there are some questions that most humans ask in their lifetime. What's the meaning of life? Is there a God? And for those who know that God exists, there might be other foundational questions. And this was the case for Ali, who grew up in a Muslim household in the Middle East.
I always felt insignificant. And I just wanted to know that I was not an accident. And I just wanted to know, who am I? Who am I to you? Am I significant?
Ali was ready to give up finding an answer, but then he was invited to a prayer meeting by a Christian friend. And there, God answered his nagging questions.
He said that you are my son. I planned you before you were in your mother's womb, and I had you, and I have you now. You are significant, you are special, and I love you so much. I send my son to die for you. I know the struggles that you are going through. And I know the pain that you are going through. Don't worry, just trust me. I will make everything okay for you.
This is just one of many stories of transformation that Frontiers USA has encountered in their mission to reach Muslims for Christ. Join God in what He's doing in the Muslim world at Frontiers USA. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.